Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Storm bashes East Coast.
The impacts of the storm are going to be felt all around.
President on virus death rate.
We're lower than the world.
Lower than Europe.
New video from George Floyd killing.
The encounter from the officer's perspective.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hurricane Isaias came ashore near Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, with top winds of 85 miles an hour, leaving flooding and power outages in its wake. April Wilson saw one of the many house fires that broke out.
You have to kind of question, am I really seeing what I'm seeing? Because it was just against the night sky. Flames were just coming through the rooftop of it, and the wind was whipping so many directions.
It's now a tropical storm that will affect the East Coast all day. CBS's Chip Reed is along the Virginia coast.
Isaias was a Category 1 hurricane as it made its presence known off the coast of South Carolina overnight, bringing powerful storm surge, flash flooding, and property damage. Just hours later, Isaias churned upward and made landfall in North Carolina, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without power. Rushing water overtook roads and trapped cars. Strong winds also reportedly spawned several tornadoes in North Carolina and at least one touchdown in Virginia.
In Sea Isle City, New Jersey, this business owner shut things down for the day with the storm approaching.
The way things are going here and the way business is, losing a Tuesday, a year ago it would have been like, oh, okay, we get a Tuesday off. Now it's even the help goes, oh, really, we're not going to open.
The UN says the coronavirus pandemic has caused the largest disruption of education in history. Schools have been closed in more than 160 countries. CBS's David Begnaud says concern in the U.S. is focused on areas where cases of the virus are on the rise.
In many, many parts of the country, Mississippi, Missouri, Illinois, Ohio, the number of cases are rising. And
this is Dr. Ashish Jha, director of the Harvard Global Health Institute. He is warning that unless attitudes on masks and public health rules change, no region of the country is going to be safe from new outbreaks.
Right now, across much of the Rust Belt, I don't expect schools to be able to open or certainly stay open for any extended period of time because their virus levels are too high.
In 32 states and Puerto Rico, the percent of positive tests is still above the recommended level for reopenings. Molly Grantham says her entire family caught the virus, including her two young kids and her brand new baby boy, Hobie.
How's the baby?
Thank God, okay. I've studied his breathing like a hawk. It's been really nerve-wracking because you don't really know what you're studying, right?
In a new interview, President Trump strongly defends his administration's response to the pandemic, saying it's under control. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
President Trump insists the coronavirus is receding, contradicting his task force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx.
I told Dr. Birx I think we're doing very well.
But with around 1,000 Americans dying on average every day, the data backs up Birx. In an interview with Axios on HBO, President Trump was asked about his optimistic messaging.
sense of security.
Now, I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is. But that doesn't mean we aren't doing everything we can. It's under control as much as you can control it.
In that Axios interview, Mr. Trump was asked how history would remember the late Congressman John Lewis.
He didn't come to my inauguration. He didn't come to my State of the Union speeches. And that's okay. That's his right. And again, nobody has done more for black Americans than I have.
I understand.
He should have come. I think he made a big mistake.
Newly leaked body cam video from two Minneapolis police officers shows more of what happened before George Floyd was killed in late May. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
It shows Floyd resisting the officer's attempt to place him in the squad car. You hear him pleading.
Got him, claustrophobic, right in the car.
Also in the video, fired former officer Derek Chauvin, who's now been charged with second-degree murder. As soon as Floyd hits the pavement, you see Chauvin's gloved hands on him and a knee on Floyd's neck. With a crowd gathering, the body camera video shows King taking Floyd's pulse. According to prosecutors, he couldn't find one.
President Trump's lawyers have called it harassment. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on what a prosecutor says in pursuit of the president's tax records.
In court filings, Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. suggested he is investigating President Trump and the Trump Organization for possible bank and insurance fraud. That would be a much more wide-ranging investigation than previously thought. Mr. Trump played down the suggestions at the White House.
This is just a continuation of the witch hunt. It's Democrat stuff.
Vance wants 8 years of the president's personal and corporate tax records.
In the fire-scarred mountains east of Los Angeles, officials believe a malfunctioning diesel vehicle triggered the wildfire that's forced thousands of people out of their homes.
It was insanely close. I thought that the house and everything in it was going to go down.
My house survived. By the grace of God.
About 20 people were hurt when three sightseeing balloons crashed separately near Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Officials believe weather may have played a factor. Federal safety officials are out with design changes that Boeing will need to make to get the troubled and grounded 737 MAX back in the air. KIRO Radio's Heather Bosch.
The design changes include new software for the flight control system that was implicated in two deadly crashes. There are also changes for operation, maintenance, and pilot training. Aviation analyst Scott Hamilton.
This is now in writing. It's now a proposed order by the FAA. Boeing is on the downhill side of this long tragedy.
He says the MAX could be recertified by the end of the year and back in service in January.
A new study indicates distrust of the media is getting worse. The Knight Foundation and Gallup finding that nearly half say the media is biased, but 84% say the media is key to democracy. A popular song is off the menu at an island watering hole, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Caroline. Neil Diamond's 1969 classic is officially banned at an Irish pub in Spain's Canary Islands. Murphy's in Corallejo has posted a chalkboard on the wall with the offending lyrics. A no-no in the coronavirus era, of course. Diamond himself released a revised edition in March. The original is hugely popular at bars, regularly prompting boozed-up patrons to belt it out in unison. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News. I won't touch
you. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.